Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Cadillac. Charles W. Cadillac, the author of Dow 100,000 Fact or Fiction. It's been out a while. And he's also the founder of communityofliberty.org. You got another group, though, right? EngageAmerica.com?
Right, where we have the Miss Jobs Report, which is a great opportunity for small business to actually help show the impact of government policies at the state level or at the federal level,
right,
on their business. If you go on the website, it's at engageamerica.com, Miss Jobs Report, and you can report how government policies have destroyed jobs, either caused you to lay someone off or stopped you from hiring someone. You can report this either anonymously, because we know it's a dangerous world, or you can, if you want, put your company's name on the report. But it's extremely important. We've already identified, using newspaper reports and the like, nearly 800,000 jobs that have been destroyed by government policy.
Well, see, that's the thing. President Obama keeps talking about all the jobs they've created. What you're doing, and you're the only people I know who are doing this, and I forgot that you were doing this because I've been asking the question, who can we turn to find out how many jobs have been either destroyed or not created? How many jobs were prevented from being created by the policies of this administration?
Or any administration, or,
right,
or like in California, I mean, you know, the state is
right,
absolutely driving job creation out of the state. And
they're
I'm
going
sure
to Colorado.
That's true in other states. Well, in Illinois is probably another place where government policies are knocking jobs out. So this is a way to help. It's got to be crowdsourced, but we have to begin to show what's now unseen, which are people who never got the job or lost their job because of a well or not well-intentioned policy, doesn't matter, but because of a government regulation or a tax increase or the like. Yeah, it's a great opportunity. EngageAmerica.com is the website, and the Miss Jobs Report is on that site.
The new jobs report showed that about 70,000 jobs were created. Unemployment. 70,000 new unemployment.
Actually, 96,000 jobs, less than 100,000 jobs created in August.
Were created,
unemployment
right.
Unemployment rate fell to 8.1% because 300,000 people left.
370,000 people
left the job force.
So they had a smaller number to do the math on, which caused the number to go down. It's just a calculation issue, not a improved condition.
Right. If you include those people, the U6 report, I think it's called. Yep, U6.
Right.
The unemployment rate is 6% or higher.
Yeah.
Or higher.
Well, the U6 report, you're looking at 14-15% unemployment.
16.
And about 20 something million people unemployed or underemployed.
Yeah, and believe it or not, there are 5 million fewer people working today than there were in 2007.
This is a number. Say that again. This is a number that's astonishing. Folks, let this sink in a little bit. Go ahead, Chuck.
We're almost 5 million jobs short of where we were in 2007.
These are real positions. This is not percentages. This isn't adjusted for inflation or for seasonally adjusted. This is real people without jobs, right?
That's right.
5,000 fewer people working in America.
Billion. 5 million
fewer people working in America today than in 1980.
So if you want to know
that ought to be snapping everyone's head back, that number, Chuck. Shouldn't it?
Absolutely. So first of all, think of what the impact that's having on the middle class, right? 5 million fewer earning money. Think of how many college kids can't get jobs because of that number.
Our demographic growth in America needs 150,000 jobs a month just to keep up with that.
That's right.
And we're 5 million less than 30 years ago.
That's right.
How, you know, if people hear that driving in their car, I'm almost afraid to tell them that because you'd think they'd be swerving all over the road I can't believe that number. Is that a number that the opposition can use to their advantage?
Well, it is, and of course the response is, well, the reason that's true is because of the severity of the recession, which is true, but not 57 months into the recovery.
Right.
57 months into recovery, we should have recovered all those jobs and more. We have in every other recovery. Here's the most important thing. The more the severe the recession, the stronger the recovery. Has been true for every recession since the Depression, except for this one. And the reason is because the economic policy that's been tried with this administration failed.
I got to wrap it up, Chuck. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Well done. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Chuck Cadillac, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.